Super Ken, let's go, boy.
All right, Russ, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told the world during his CBS interview that the video revealed some unknown facts. Well outside the line, citing four sources, say on June 16th, Ray Rice told the commissioner the truth, that he hit his then-fiancée in the face inside the elevator, knocking her unconscious, said he was sorry and promised that it wouldn't happen again. And this is consistent with what Ravens GM Ozzie Newsome told the Baltimore Sun.
And I also said that I was looking for somewhere where Janae had said that this was an isolated incident.
Right.
This first time it happened.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, she said that in the meeting.
She did?
Yes. I saw some transcripts where she said this is the first time he's ever done that.
Okay.
And then I kind of got that when she said, why did you do that? Because I'm the, you know,
mother of your child.
Your kid. So it kind of got that, too.
Well, last night, male and female fans rocked the Ray Rice number 27 jersey, showing their support for the suspended running back. B-more, of course, beat the Steelers by 20 after three turnovers by Pitt and too many penalties. Refs really called that game tight. Pacers injured star Paul George. Too much time on his hands waiting on that leg to heal. Had to put his foot in his mouth yesterday after tweeting, "I don't condone beating a woman. However, if you're involved in a relationship and a woman is hitting you first and attacking you, then obviously you ain't beating her." Of course, he removed those comments immediately and apologized.
And like, you know, and Paul, I like you, man.
Right.
You're a great player. It's just a couple of suspicious things that you said. You know, but it's been alleged about he reportedly went to pay a lady.
Yeah, $1 million to abort a baby.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't. But
he has apologized.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously we're going to accept that apology.
Mm-hmm.
But Larry Bird had to step in.
His boss called the comments thoughtless.
This ain't happening.
Yeah. 14 games on the NFL schedule on Sunday, one on Monday. I like the Colts under the lights on Monday night over Philly.
Wow.
Do a durn for RG3 this week. If he doesn't shine in his home opener against the Jags, look for Kirk Cousins by week 3.
I agree.
Cowboys will start the season 0-2. They will lose to the Titans, one of the most underrated teams currently in the league.
You want
another upset? Patriots can't stop the run. Look for the Vikings to run all over them.
Whoa, Soup going out on a limb.
Bengals over the Falcons. Sorry, Carolina. Lions will get at Cam Newton.
Really?
Tim Tebow gets another job. Wow.
Hey, he's not bad on TV, man.
Yeah, well, he's been added as a contributor for Good Morning America.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Already
he's
working
pretty good
on the SEC network. He's getting money.
He's got a personality.
Don't be mad for you.
And the whole nine.
And he's easy on the eyes on the camera. They like him.
Mayweather McDonald. Who you taking,
oh,
man?
Give me Mayweather over that, and don't be mad, 50, because Rick Ross will perform today for the weigh-in and probably will walk him out, too, with little Justin Bieber.
Wow, Philly's going to have a field day.
Sorry, 50, don't be mad. USA B-ball team in the finals. Kobe back in Germany getting some more work done on that knee. Nationals' magic number is 9 to lock up the division since he also beat the Cards.
You think there's something wrong with Kobe's knee?
Of course it is.
It's been. No, he's been getting that experimental thing that
he's
they're doing in Germany.
He's trying to get back. And lastly, Oscar Pistorius, guilty of culpable murder, which facing up to 15 years in jail.
I was going to,
culpable,
but I just was
culpable.
Like...
That's what I said.
You said culpable.
No.
I did not.
You put like three words together.
I did not.
Look up what you said.
Come out and hit the nail. Culpable.